O morning star, how fair and bright, you shine with God's own truth and light, aglow with grace and mercy. There's no better Epiphany hymn, perhaps no better hymn at all, than O Morning Star. So great is this hymn by Philip Nicolai that I suggested to my wife that should our third child be a son, we give that child the hymn writer's name. Our third's name is Joanna. My wife continues to rejoice at God's wisdom, not mine. But the hymn, magnificent in terms of both tune and also text. Only one problem. It's wrong. Okay, overstated. But to put a finer point on it, it seems to disagree with the appointed text for today. Listen to the rest of stanza one. Of Jacob's race, King David's son, our Lord and Master, you have won our hearts to serve you only. Lowly, holy, great, and glorious, all victorious, rich in blessing, rule and might o'er all possessing. You have won our hearts to serve you only. And then Paul says, for I do not understand my own actions. For I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but the sin that dwells within me. So who was right, Paul or Philip? Well, both. The rub, of course, is that even as the baptized children of God, we struggle carrying out the rule of God in our lives. We resist and fail and fall into sin, leading us to cry out with Paul, "Wretched man that I am." But it is God's self-revelation in Christ that leads us to celebrate with the confession of this hymn and guides us to see only the perfections of the morning star. In short, when we look at ourselves, all we see is sin, but drawn out of ourselves by God's epiphany, we see the love and light of God himself, Christ. And God, because of Christ, when he gazes at us, sees only Christ. Simply put, when God looks at us, he sees Christ. When we look at God, we see Christ. That's the principle. The practice is something else. Oh, yes, we're good Lutherans. We know the formulas. We're saved by grace through faith because of Christ. But we like to slide a contributory element of works back into the question of ultimate salvation and place ourselves back under the law. You pastors know this. One of the great difficulties facing Christians is the war within themselves, struggling to do the Lord's will as they've come to know it, not because they have to, but because they want to, right? How you teach it in confirmation class. But frankly, do we even want to most of the time? In the abstract, we say yes. In the concrete, day-to-day exercise of our will, we say no. Even as the redeemed people of God, we resist God's rule and might in our life and show that the object of our desires, our wants, which become our willful actions, continue to be at odds with God. This was Paul, and it is us, wretched people. And then we wonder, God who knows all things, what does he think of me? And this text doesn't help, frankly, if you end it where we did. For I do not the good that I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. Amen. Go in peace. What's the way out? We can turn to pietism and claim that the one who truly believes in Christ and has experienced the life-changing effects of his grace will be motivated and empowered to overcome sin. But how does that fit with a text like this? Well, the pietist cop-out is that Paul is describing his life before his conversion. Oh, great, more comfort. So we must press on to verse 25. Tension builds as the converted Paul examines himself and his own will, and finally bursts out with the honest statement of every Christian person. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? There is no way out on our own, and Paul knows it. Thanks be to God, he concludes, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christ only. Philip Nicolai knows it too. Almighty Father, in your Son, you loved us when not yet begun was this old world's foundation. Your Son has ransomed us in love to live in him here and above. This is your great salvation. Alleluia, Christ the living, to us giving life forever, keeps us yours and fails us never. Likewise, my brother, says Paul, you also have died to the law through the body of Christ, so that you may belong to another, to him who has been raised from the dead, in order that we may bear fruit for God. Again, now when we look at God, we see Christ crucified and raised for us. And when God looks at us, he sees Christ. Lord, when you look on us in love, at once there falls from God above a ray of purest pleasure. Your word and spirit, flesh and blood, refresh our souls with heavenly food. You are our dearest treasure. Let your mercy warm and cheer us. Oh, draw near us, for you teach us God's own love through you has reached us. And so the word of God is one of absolute comfort. In the moment of holy baptism, when the name of God was placed upon us, the eschatological reality of being one of God's loved ones transformed us, transported by the waters from terror and dread to forgiveness and acceptance. Our lives are shaped by the Trinitarian realities of love. That God who is love expresses himself in self-giving. His love reaches us in his Son, Jesus Christ. Impossible as it is for us to understand, Christ emptied himself completely for us, fulfilled the law in every point, suffered the penalty for the sinfulness of others. He did all good things. And as such, we cannot but say with Paul, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Or with Philip Nicolai, what joy to know when life is past, the Lord we love is first and last, the end and the beginning. He will one day, O glorious grace, transport us to that happy place beyond all tears and sinning. Amen. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus, crown of gladness. We are yearning for the day of your returning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.